this, what do you say? From the heart of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, August 29, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, another Republican senator calling it quits. This time, health problems have overwhelmed the senior senator from Georgia. Johnny Isaacson says he'll step down by the end of the year. Creates a big challenge for 2020. Number two, Ilhan Omar, outspoken critic of Israel, being hammered for being a homewrecker. And then yesterday, lectures the rest of us on the moral high ground. I can't make that up. And number one, just when you thought the media couldn't sink any lower, wait, we found another layer we can dig deeper. The media going beyond the call of duty this time, accusing the president of having Russian co-signers for loans on... I can't even make it up. I can't even keep a straight face on this, my friends. But at MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell went out a couple of nights ago, much to the shock and awe of Rachel Maddow, and started spewing this tale about how he had information that Donald Trump's relationship with Deutsche Bank was only possible because he had co-signers. And not just co-signers. Russian oligarchs. That's right. It's Russian oligarchs that co-signed Donald Trump's loans that made it all possible, which is why, my friends, we finally found the hidden secret behind the curtain. That's the reason why Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin's puppet. I can't make any of this up. It's truly embarrassing. I want you to hear this. I want you to kind of pick up on Rachel Maddow's reaction. Huh? Even Rachel Maddow's looking at him going, It's bite number seven with Lawrence O'Donnell from the crazed news organization MSNBC. Seven, go.
This single source close to Deutsche Bank has told me that Donald Trump's loan documents there show that he has co-signers. That's how he was able to obtain those loans. And that the co-signers are Russian oligarchs.
What? Really?
That would explain, it seems to me, every kind word Donald Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin, if true. And I stress the if true
that's,
part of this.
Yeah, that is a scenario that I have never contemplated, let alone, like, gamed out in detail.
Well, Rachel, that's because even for you, that is completely stupid. Even for you, Rachel, and all your crazy conspiracy theories about the president, even for you, that is completely bizarre and stupid. Lawrence O'Donnell setting a new low for NBC News, a place I once used to work. Let me tell you something. The only proper recourse for what happened two nights ago on MSNBC would be for Lawrence O'Donnell to be terminated, fired from the network. Of course, that won't happen. The Trump administration, the White House, came out and immediately demanded an apology from NBC or there would be immediate legal action. Guess what? Lawrence O'Donnell apologized, backtracked the whole thing. Single source, as if it's okay to make up something completely and just so throw on the end of it. Well, if true, this would be, I've got an idea. If you don't know that it's true, if you can't verify that it's true, if you can't do the basic tenets of journalism, how about you don't report it? There's an idea. Mind-blowing idea. If you can't verify a story, don't report it as a story. All that was a bedtime story for liberals, hoping, my God, wouldn't that be great? Can you imagine if Donald Trump was in bed with Russian oligarchs who were co-signing his loans, and that explains everything. Please, get serious. The embarrassment is one thing. The ongoing persistent damage to the news media's credibility is something quite different. This is just another example of why America does not trust, cannot trust, will not trust, will never trust again the mainstream news media. NBC News used to be a respectable news outlet. You know, Chet Huntley and the NBC News teams used to be respectable. This is a This is a cartoonish effort to put out a product. It's not news. It's not even commentary. It's bad fiction. It's bad fiction at the cost of integrity for that entire news operation at NBC. Because once you see something like that, how can you look at an NBC News nightly newscast and say, now, wait a second, isn't this the same news department that put out fill in the blank? Isn't this the same company that employs Lawrence O'Donnell and Chris Hayes, for that matter, that have routinely let their hatred for the president of the United States not only cloud their judgment, but pollute what they put on the air? To call this a sewer would be being too polite. This is what is wrong with the discussions in America today. I have an idea. If you don't like the president, I'm sure you can find plenty of things that he's actually done, that he's actually involved with, that you could focus on, that your viewers and listeners and followers would say, you know what, that's terrible what he did there. I don't like that comment. I don't like that piece of legislation. I don't like the way he treated that person. I don't like the name calling. I don't like the tweeting. I don't like any of it. Stick with that. There's plenty to go around. If you don't like this president or you don't like somebody else, there's plenty to look at that's actually real that you could focus on. Plenty of disagreement to be found. But to make up nonsensical stories about Russian oligarchs and to the point that Rachel Maddow just gasps with, come on. Larry, were you into the sauce a little early? That's the kind of attitude she gets. And I wonder, wouldn't it be good, actually, if the president did file a civil lawsuit against MSNBC and Lawrence O'Donnell specifically? Wouldn't it be a time for reckoning to say, you know what? We've done enough of this. We've seen enough of this. We've tolerated enough of this, and we're taking no more of it. And with that in mind, they file a federal lawsuit of defamation against Lawrence O'Donnell and MSNBC. Wouldn't that finally get the attention of people? Well, there's freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is one thing. To openly trash and do a smear job under the guise of, well, if true, this would really be important. Well, if true, the Steele dossier would have been important as well. But so far, nothing in there has proven to be true, not as it relates to the president. And I can assure you, we don't have loan documents with Boris and Natasha as co-signers, all right? I'm just going to throw that out there. Boris and Natasha did not come up as co-signers on Donald Trump's loan documents. So it's time to step back in the newsrooms of America and say, now, wait a second. Give some leadership here. Fire those that need to be fired. If you're that angry and your views are that affected, impacted by who's in the White House, you shouldn't be doing the job, not even as a commentator. Because when you're just making things up out of whole cloth, you have no integrity, no credibility. And frankly, no future. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. More after the break. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost Infusions, Ozone Infusions, Ultraviolet Blood Irradiation, Chelation, plus IV Vitamin, Mineral, and Nutrient Treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing. It's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.